Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dan Morgan, Chief Data Officer at the U.S. Department of Transportation. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Roxanne Ulrich. So, Dan, would you tell us more about your active user engagement strategy? What are you doing to continue to step up engagement with the developer community and DOT's user audience?
So, in addition to data jams and data paloozas, we're developing and deepening connections in a variety of ways. We're looking to hold more challenges and competitions, and we'll be offering up some problem statements for the National Day of Civic Hacking, which is June 6th. Recently, some folks from Code for America's brigades expressed some interest in building apps that help people discover the state of infrastructure in their communities and take action to raise awareness about the need for investment in infrastructure. I reached out to those folks directly and offered to guide them to the most useful data sets that would help them as they begin their efforts. I'd say the best way to stay informed is to keep an eye on dot.gov/data. We'll be building out information about opportunities to get engaged, and we're always interested to hear more about what developers are doing with our data. So people should definitely email us at opendata@dot.gov.
And Dan, you know, when I was putting together the research for this interview, I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of thought around how data can serve the public, and that's important. But I was wondering, and given your new role, how can the public help you sort of shape and inform your data strategies? Is there a feedback loop? And what's the benefits of that?
So two-way conversation between our data producers and our data users is absolutely essential so that we can ensure the relevance and utility of our data and information products and to stay up to date about innovative uses about our data and information. We want to hear from our users about data quality issues, ways we can improve documentation and ease of use, and how we can use newer technology to improve the way we release our data. On March 24th, we held our first Open Data Roundtable in partnership with the Center for Open Data Enterprise. The roundtable was focused on our surface transportation safety data. Our goal with this kind of dialogue is to learn directly from our data users and develop strategies to improve. Because many of our data sets have been publicly available for some time, we've also established feedback mechanisms, and we're always happy to receive questions and requests through our shared Open Data inbox at opendata@dot.gov.
Is data simply what motivates end users, or is it more important to show the public what your data can be used for and how it can solve their problems? And would there be any success stories, Dan, that you could illustrate perhaps around the theme of safety to highlight such a point?
Sure. I really can't say it any better than Todd Park, the former chief technology officer of the United States. He said, you know, the objective is not just to liberate data, because data by itself isn't helpful. You can't eat data. You can't pour data on a wound and heal it. You can't pour data on your house and make it more energy efficient. Data is only useful if it's applied to deliver a benefit. It's important to connect our data to our agency mission and our shared challenges and opportunities. Through the Safety Data Initiative, we've highlighted companies like We Make It Safer and Safety Book, companies that take our agency recall data to help notify consumers that a recall has been issued on products they might own. Keeping consumers informed helps the department achieve its safety goals. There's many other stories like that featured on safety.data.gov. We're also developing a vision for the future of transportation. It's called Beyond Traffic, and people can learn more about it at dot.gov/beyondtraffic. Beyond Traffic looks at the trends and choices facing American transportation over the next three decades by means of data-driven analysis, research, expert opinions, and public engagement. One of the most important takeaways for me was that data and information are essential for improving the safety and efficiency of our transportation system.
In only a few years, Dan, we can expect to see more autonomous cars on the road using wireless networking technology to communicate, and every turn, stop, or acceleration might be recorded, creating a mountain of data for the department to manage. How are you planning to navigate this changing landscape?
So at DOT, we have a research program that's wrestling with those issues today. It's called the Intelligent Transportation Systems Joint Program Office, and you can read about the research we have underway at its.dot.gov. We're still in the very early stages of understanding the data management and policy issues we will face in regards to connected and autonomous vehicles. But I don't expect that all of these kinds of data will flow to the department. I do see a role in helping the department understand the nature of these kinds of data, the technologies we'll need to process and analyze it, and the challenges associated with protecting it.
Would you tell us more about the balancing act of opening up data as a default, but also recognizing issues of privacy and security? And how do you strike that balance just right so that you can maximize the values of these data sets and the information that can be gained from them while making sure you're maintaining privacy?
So it's important to be very clear here. Open by default doesn't mean released by default. Open is a state of mind, an approach to ensuring that we're taking a deliberate, risk-based approach to deciding the why, what, and when of making data available. The change in an open by default mindset is to move those choices earlier into the information management lifecycle. In practice, this means that opening data is a team sport. Data management, cybersecurity, and privacy are all disciplines that have to work together to effectively safeguard data. Data quality and integrity are part of the fair information practice principles in the privacy realm. So there's a clear handshake between chief data officers and chief privacy officers.
So Dan, how is your department? Could you give us an idea of how your department's prioritizing the opening of data and the use of APIs?
So a rather significant amount of the department's data holdings are open and available to the public, and we're pretty proud of that. As we embark on some upgrades to these systems and that process those data sets, APIs are a core part of the upgrade strategies. We're also listening to our data users and working to develop new APIs based on feedback that we receive. The Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, just launched a new API that expands their first foray into the space. The QC Mobile API provides access to safety performance data for all registered motor carriers, not just registered bus companies, which was FMCSA's first API.
So Dan, what is big data? And would you tell us more of the power of tackling so-called big data in your work? What are the limitations and challenges you face when you attempt to tap into the potential power of leveraging big data?
So just like open data, there are lots of definitions out there for big data. For me, big data means two things: a change in data management operations and a change in analytics. From an operations perspective, big data means dealing with data that are much more detailed, have many more dimensions, are increasingly larger in scope, and coming at us more frequently. That means fundamental changes to the technologies and processes we use to acquire, store, and process those data sets. From an analytics perspective, big data means a change in context, combining different sources of data in new ways. It also means a change in analytical objectives, seeking new insights about the flow and pattern of, say, transportation safety incidents in context with, say, economic data or other interagency safety data. I'm personally excited about what all this could mean for improving safety, especially in helping us identify emerging risks in the transportation system before incidents start to occur. These tools and approaches could also help us more efficiently and effectively allocate our scarce resources. All of this presents a new way of thinking about our data and other government data. That means we need to focus on organizational culture so we can truly take advantage of these new capabilities. It also means that we need to look at the skills and talent that we need to exploit these new data resources and analytical approaches.
What does the future hold for data management and engagement within the U.S. Department of Transportation? We will ask its Chief Data Officer, Dan Morgan, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.